Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Eating a vegan diet massively reduces damage to the environment caused by food production, the most comprehensive analysis to date has concluded. Research shows that vegan diets resulted in 75% less climate heating emissions, water pollution and land use than diets in which more than 100 grams of meat a day was eaten. Vegan diets also cut the destruction of wildlife by 66% and water use by 54%, the study found. People change to a vegan diet for health, ethical or environmental reasons. Kira Brennan runs her own vegan food business, Happy Food at Home, and attends the Ennis Farmers Market every Friday. Not all of Kira's customers are vegan, but she has found more are leaning that way. So what is veganism?
So the ethos for veganism is that you do not harm any living thing. So no harm to animals, and that certainly includes cruelty. No harm to humans. It's led through kindness and love.
But people can choose to become vegan for many reasons.
For many reasons. And one of the reasons is for diet. So that means you just eat a plant-based diet. The other reason is for environmental reasons, so that you understand what's happening to the environment. And plant-based diet isn't as heavy on the agricultural land as the traditional farming, let's say. Now look, there's lots of people who, there's always going to be a pro and a negative towards every story. But farming the land for vegetables is not as harmful as farming for animals, especially when you look at factory farming, which is absolutely huge. So if you were just to look at how McDonald's is fed, it's literally through the big farms that they have in Texas, and they feed their animals on grain while other land is not being sustained for that. So, you know, I think there was a report coming out to say that, you know, 20% of what we're farming goes towards animals, which is an awful lot, and a lot of the water that we provide as well, which is, you know, taking a huge effect on the environment and the land, is going to feed the animals as well, which we are producing in mass, and we don't necessarily need that many animals.
Your own customers here at the various farmers markets you might visit, why are they vegans? Have they different reasons for being vegan?
I'm going to say that they're actually not all vegan. They're leaning towards veganism, so they just enjoy the food that we're doing. Everything I do is sustainable. I make everything myself, and everything is served in either biodegradable or sustainable containers. But I wouldn't say that all of them are vegan, but they're very interested in what we're doing. Now, all my customers who are coming to my cooking classes are very interested in vegan cooking, and it's understanding it, because you don't start with the meat on the plate. So you don't start with the bacon and then that goes with the cabbage and the potatoes. You actually start with the flavor and then you build from there. So it's a different way of thinking, and they're very interested in it. My loyalty base is between 80 to 90%, which is scary in some aspects, but I'm always changing everything up and introducing new things. So they just enjoy eating the food that's free from animal, but not free from flavour.
And do many or all of your customers know when they come to you that veganism is good for their health, but it's also good for the environment? Do they realise that?
Yes. So my demographic has hugely changed from women. When I started this business 7 years ago, it was women between 35 and 55 who were trying to feed their teenage son or somebody who was coming home being vegan. And now it's gone to 55 plus men who come to me certainly early in the morning to get something better for their health is what they're looking for.
And do they ask you, and would you explain to them that veganism is good for the environment?
I don't tend to preach, I have to say. I want to do it through the sizzle, not the sausage, no pun intended. So if more people are eating fruit and vegetables because I'm serving them this way, my job is done. And if they ask me a question, I'll definitely give my opinion, and I'm giving you my opinion today. But no, I wouldn't tend to be preaching. But I do tell them of the benefits of certain foods. I have a lot of microgreens in my foods. I have a huge amount of plant protein. I've got keto vegan as well, so we're reducing the sugar intake. So there's nothing processed in anything that I'm serving. serving, and that I do emphasise. And a lot of the animal products that we're buying off the shelf is very processed and full of salt and sugar. So, you know, it's understanding that aspect of it.
And when you started the business, were you conscious of the fact that you could be or would be doing something for the environment?
Yes, I didn't even call it vegan. I called it plant-based because there was such a negative connotation towards the word vegan. So I was using plant-based and everything, and that was even something hard for people to understand. So I'm very happy to say vegan now.
That was Ciara Brennan, owner of Happy Food at Home, a vegan food business. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.